I'd like you to maybe do a little homework with me tonight. Last week, I spoke to you. We're going to be in the book of Jude, verse 20. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the anticipation of the saints that would have been in Acts chapter 1 and their anticipation of the last night before the official day. Now, how many know that they celebrated Pentecost as well as Passover every single year? It was the Feast of First Fruits. And there was a great anticipation because they understood, by the way, that sprig of wheat would have been first fruits. Okay? One representing many. And so it was humble, you said.
Yes, it was. So it was wheat.
Yes. Otherwise, that would be a tear. You know, many times we don't realize the plan of the Lord and the way He does things and what He leaves with us if we simply use maybe a little bit of great revelatory knowledge from God. How do you get revelatory from God? Look at a baby. Some of you saw my great-granddaughter Sunday. I'm as proud as a peacock. I have a right to be. She is a gift from God. I created a little bit of jealousy, but that's okay. It won't be the first time. So if you're looking for a baby girl, you pray and ask the Lord. If you're looking for a bigger girl, you pray and ask the Lord. If you're a mother thinking of your sons, pray that they don't find the girl too soon. Amen?
Amen.
No, look at that. Boy, that came out. And if you're a girl growing up, pray that the right guy shows up. Amen? All teasing aside, last night I went over and spent a little bit of time with Tracy and the baby and Chris, and we're going to the doctor's tomorrow morning to find out the, let's say, the plan of action for his body, and seeking the God of heaven to intervene on behalf of what needs to be done for his body. But I had an opportunity to give my little one a bottle and just kind of take care of her and love her to pieces. I started giving her some kisses in her neck, and she, being a woman, obviously decided to talk back. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Talking back. How many know that if you talk to a baby and you focus on them face to face, eyeball to eyeball, you can talk to them. And they will talk back. How many know they're speaking in tongues? You laugh.
I do. I talk to babies all the time.
You talk to the babies all the time in tongues? Or in English? Or both? She talks both to the babies in the Holy Ghost as well as in English. Well, I have an advantage. I speak to her in French. I sang to her in French the songs that my mama sang to me. And then, of course, I sing to her in tongues. And I sang to her, and obviously she sang back. Now, what is she revealing? She's revealing she has a voice and a tongue and an ability to communicate. And she's just 2 months old. So why would God choose to release a new tongue on his disciples that had waited from Passover, this death scene, this resurrection scene, the release of his body back into the heavens, and then wait and wait and wait and wait some more? for this wonderful day called Pentecost. Did they comprehend what was about to happen to them? Did they have a clue? How many know they might have had a couple of hints? How many know they might have had a few dreams? Just giving them a hint. I'd like to believe that Peter would have had something because of his speech in Acts chapter 2. Because he says, this is what Joel prophesied. So he had a clue from the Word. I can remember when I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost and that new language started coming out of me, I felt extremely much like a baby. Because the baby talk that was coming out of me didn't make sense to me until I kind of understood that there was an interpretation going on. And yes, tongues do have interpretation. Well, I said, Lord, what do you want for this night? And he says, talk to them about talking to me. So look at your neighbor. Say, it's about time you talk to God. Amen? It's time we talk with Him. But when we talk to Him with the language that is perfect, we're born to be what? Leaving the brain behind. And we will have a heart-to-heart talk with Papa. That's what tongues is all about. Having a heart-to-heart talk with Papa. Now, how many know you've got hidden things in your heart that you don't want to remember? Oh, really? Well, I can guarantee you that your spirit man has perfect memory. Everything is locked in, and there is no way you'll ever lose it. So your spirit man can intercede for you and pray for you so that you can get healed of the things you have no recollection of because you blanked them out. The human brain has that capacity. In order to survive, you and I blank out stuff that's too heavy to handle. I taught that to my grandson the other day because there was something that happened and he was concerned about his daughter. And I said, God will actually blank her out of this memory. And don't worry about it. God is big enough to handle her. He handled you, didn't he? And he kind of smiled and tear formed in his eye. Stop worrying. Just remember Jesus is big enough to handle this problem. Now, when you get depressed, when you get oppressed, when you get heavy, Jude verse 20 says, but dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. What is eternal life? It's Jesus' eternal life. So there is a plan of eternal salvation working in you when? Now. Right now. Now, since you got all your notes there, young lady, would you mind going to 1 Corinthians chapter 14? Mary, bless you. The rest of you can, let's see, Peggy, would you go to 1 Corinthians 14:14? And, let's see, Rick, how about you going to John 14, verses 16 and 17? Dale, would you go to Romans 8, 26 and 27? Romans 8, 26 and 27. Peggy, do you have homework yet? You have. Well, like all of the pastors, aren't you? How about you going to 1 Corinthians 14, verses 15 through 17? Okay, so that'll be easy. Okay, so I gave you some homework, Mary. Are you there yet? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Okay? Anyone you want.
All right, I'll read Amplified.
Yeah.
one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding.
Okay. So who are you speaking to? How many know your Father is Spirit? So therefore there's Spirit to Spirit conversation going on. Amen? Who did I give 14 to? Okay, can you nice and loud, please?
For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. But my mind is unproductive, it bears no fruit, and takes my life.
So in other words, my mind is going to take a break, and my spirit is going to activate a conversation that will actually be spiritual and eternal. Correct? Okay. Who did I give John 14 to? All right, nice and loud. Bit. Verse 16 and 17.
And I will ask the Father, he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
He lives with you, but right now you can't handle him on the inside, but he will be in you later on. What day was he talking about when that would happen? The day of Pentecost. When the tongues went in, there were tongues of fire that went on their heads and inside. And they began to speak in other tongues. Unknown languages, but yet, people from foreign nations understood that. Because they were praising God and glorifying God by their spirit, man, bypassing their skinny little brain. How many know you got a little skinny brain? Where the things of God is, it's very skinny. You don't have a knowledge of eternity. All you have a knowledge is what you know this down here. And that's part-time stuff. How many know this will disintegrate at some point? And God will resurrect what he wants out of this earth. And he will renew it, just like he did before. Okay? That which is visible right now is going to be changed. And going to be dramatically changed into perfection. It's been wasted by sin. Okay?
Thank you, sir. Who I gave Romans 8? Peggy. I mean, Gail? Verse 26 and 27.
Right. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself comes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, what his intent is, because the Spirit intercedes and pleads before God in behalf of the saints.
Whose Spirit intercedes?
In my Bible, it's a capital S, so it's the Holy Spirit.
In your Bible, it's a capital S?
Yeah.
Do you believe that the capital S is correct?
I know we've had a discussion about this, that it's some Bible.
It really is your spirit, man, that is interceding. And it's guided by the Holy Spirit, but it is your spirit that's speaking, because we've verified that it's your spirit speaking. Your spirit is speaking to the Father, okay? It's my spirit, 1 Corinthians 14, 2, that's speaking, correct? So it's the same thing. See, those who translated wanted everything to be spirit only from God, not from us. Yet 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, I'm made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. So if I'm made up of a spirit and a soul and a body, then I'm in the likeness of God, because Father God has a spirit and he lived in his Son in the flesh. So you're made in the image of Christ. Whoa! And my sister here had a nice little CD that she lent me. And the lady pointed out something that I had known, but she brought it on in a nice way. Because she says, is the Holy Spirit?
Well, who is he?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
Truth, comforter, counselor.
Yeah, he's all those things. But in the Godhead, what is he? Who is he?
Power.
He's actually the spirit personality of God. God has a body, and within that body, which we saw born in the earth, amen, his name is? Okay, and Jesus had a soul, mind, will, and emotions, yes? And he also had? Amen. So actually, the Holy Spirit is the spirit man of the Godhead. That's quite a pill to swallow. And it gives you simplicity rather than a whole bunch of, oh my God, what is the Holy Spirit? Who is he? He is the spirit man of the Father. And I thought that was, ooh, yum, yum, yum. Okay? Because I never want you to realize for a moment that God wants us to think of himself as so complicated that we can't understand him from what we see around us. Because he says, if you want to see me, look around. Well, how far do you have to look? But in the mirror. Are you made up of three parts? Spirit, soul, and body. Yes, you are. So, if your spirit man is now impressed of the Holy Ghost, and you are praying in that new language, you are bypassing your mind, and you're going to pray a solution to a problem you don't know what to do with. How many have a few people that they can't handle? Alright. I don't want any first names. I just want an initial. I want you to close your eyes. Just I want you to do an exercise though. I want you to close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to pray for this person that is really an irritation to me. Their first initial is declare. Say, now, Father, I'm going to release my spirit to pray for that person right now. By the Holy Ghost, guide me for a perfect prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to rest with that now. Because I believe I have prayed by the Spirit within me a direct prayer to my Father, who is the Father of all spirits, and he has released something special to that individual, especially to bring them to a knowledge of you. Maybe they're going to do it his way now. Wouldn't that be awesome? Watch the fruit of your prayer. Watch for a transformation and a change in that individual, which will, by the way, not give you any credit because you didn't pray. It was your spirit that prayed, anointed of the Holy Spirit, directing something that needs to be done that you could never know of. God may be healing and setting that person free this very day.
Amen? So now you understand why we pray in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 15 through 17.
Right, my young lady?
And what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, by the Holy Spirit that is within me. I will also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit.
Did you say, I will sing with my spirit?
Yes.
Who's talking? Who writes that letter? St. Paul.
Oh, my mind is singing in the spirit.
You must be a little wacky. That is so
thought I was nuts.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to tell you, I had St. Paul as a good friend. Keep my dog.
I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also.
So in other words, he wants us to use both. We're not to pray everything in tongues. We're not to sing everything in tongues. We are to pray both in the intelligence of our soul and the intelligence of our spirit, which is either way, quite hard.
Otherwise, if you bless and render thanks with your spirit, thoroughly aroused by the Holy Spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider or he who is not gifted with interpreting of unknown tongues say amen to your thanksgiving, since he does not know what goes on?
To be sure, you may give thanks well, nobly, but a bystander is not edified, does not do me good.
Yeah.
I believe that the Corinthians had gone a little bit overboard. They were having Holy Ghost meetings in tongues. And St. Paul's writing them a letter to straighten them out, because they were talking in tongues all the time and not in English or an understandable language. And so he's adjusting them and he's correcting them so that they can do it the correct way. In other words, you're not supposed to use just your heavenly language and go overboard. But you are to develop it. And I can tell you it's the first gift, but it is the beginning of your revelatory gifts. And I believe that no different than my little great-granddaughter is now babbling and got new things. She's eventually going to be talking English, I hope, a little bit of French, and maybe a few other tongues. But you understand, my hope is that all these things will develop, and she may, if she's anything like her dad and her grandfather, I could have a full conversation at 9 months, yet he couldn't walk. Oh, I was reminding of that, because he was communicating a lot sooner with words than he was with his legs. That implies something to me. In the realm of the spirit, when I first begin to speak in tongues, that's the beginning of my communication. My next level is to begin to walk like Jesus, and to act like Jesus, and to react like Jesus, and to grow in maturity, and to begin to feed myself, and begin to do things for myself. No different than my little baby is now in a place where she can't even hold her Bible. She's trying. She's not yet able to do that, but she's found her fingers this week. And she's fascinated with this wonderful, and she's going, and she's kissing herself yesterday. And I thought, what is she doing? And I had to, of course, take a peek, because I thought she had grabbed a hold of her thumb. It was a kissing routine, I think maybe because of the kisses she got in her neck, she decided to kiss her hand, which is fine. But you understand, what is she doing? She's learning about this body she's living in. I mean, she's never lived in a body before. So it's a brand new experience. Okay? Now, the next level, I believe that the disciples in Acts chapter 2, 3, and 4, they were beginning to understand what their spirit man really was. They began to comprehend what Jesus had been talking about all along. Remember, he had said, I will come to you and I will make clear to you and I will bring to your remembrance everything I taught you. Well, how is he going to do that? By the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is your spirit man, guided by the Holy Spirit, to bring you to maturity and to bring you to adulthood in Christ. Are you ready for the Holy Ghost, for deeper levels? Are you ready to ask for the Spirit of all the things that he has? Because the Holy Spirit has lots of goodies. Lots of goodies. And believe me, he is wonderful. He loves you. He cares about you. And he wants to counsel and comfort you. Any questions? Are you ready for Pentecost?